It was great to see you live performing last week at the Best of the Best concert, by the way, in Miami. And it's good to see you on the bill tonight. What does being on the bill tonight mean to you?
To me, it really means paying back tribute to people who have supported us over the years. You know, Japan has kept many a pot on the fire in Jamaica, sake of their love for reggae music and Jamaican culture, you know. You go to some dances or some stage shows or sessions that are kept deep in the ghettos in Jamaica, and you see Japanese patrons there come to watch because they're fans, big fans of reggae music. So, you know, and I was just in Japan like a week and a half to 2 weeks before the earthquake hit. So, you know, I kind of really feel it personally, you know, in that sense of the personal connection, just being there. So the concert is really about that. It's really about paying tribute to Japan and to support the victims of the earthquake.
What is the reggae and dancehall scene like out there?
Nuts. I mean, yeah, people will be singing your songs and then they come backstage and then they can't say hello to you in English, but they know all of your lyrics. You know, they can sing all of your lyrics. It's like that, you know what I mean? Jamaica, no. Jamaica is no, it's nothing new to us. You know what I mean? Jamaica used to Japanese. We see them all over in Jamaica. Like I said, over the years, if you check like in the 80s, Japan Splash, huge concerts. You know what I mean? So we know, so Japan always show love.
Like I said, I saw you performing live at Best of the Best. There was serious energy. There was locks everywhere. Is that kind of a natural thing for you and your brother to work in that way?
Yeah, of course. I mean, if you check any of my albums, you'll see that my brother always appears on them. And over the years, we tour together. My first experience in touring was opening for the Melody Makers, which my brother Steven was a part of. You know what I mean? And like I said, over the years, he come out on all of my shows over the years, likewise me and his. So it's really a close relationship musically and spiritually, and just as brothers where me and him is concerned, you know. Also, met the people them know that, look out, you know, his new album just released recently, the thing called Revelation Part 1, you know, so check out Steve Marley's new album in stores now.
You kind of spend your time between Jamaica, the US, you travel a lot. Can you tell us what the state of reggae and dancehall is in Jamaica at the moment?
Well, the state is that you have a whole heap of new energy, new young energy coming up, you know what I'm saying, that are still perfecting their skills. Like I said, you have a whole heap of young energy coming up right now. You know, music, as far as music and Jamaica is concerned, music has always been the livelihood of the masses, you know, especially in the inner city community. Who don't play music, them live for music. Who is not an artist is a promoter. Who is not a promoter is a sound selector. Or who is not a sound selector is a bartender at the venue, or whatever the case may be. And who is not involved in the business is just there for the love of it. So music is always a backbone of Jamaica, you know. So we always endorse the younger generation coming up in music. As a Rasta man, I would always encourage them to try to be conscious and say something uplifting. At the same time, every man free to express themselves how them feel. So we just give thanks to expression and we give thanks to love.
Can I speak to you about something that Shabaranx said? When I was at the Best of the Best concert, I spoke to him and he said to me that dancehall hasn't been in such a great way in Jamaica at the moment because of all the infighting with artists. What's your opinion on that?
Well, you know, competition keep you sharp, and competition it make people strive for them best. That's why, like, you have sports, things of this nature. You know, dance has always been a competitive genre of music. It's like hip-hop. You know what I say? What we see that is very negative about the recent competitions is that it has gone beyond just lyrical and music, but it's become very personal and in some cases physical, which is not good. Otherwise, I'm not really involved in that part of the music, you know. Spiritual, Rasta music, me singing. You know?
You love recording experimental music. It was recently announced that you joined a super band, Josh Stone, A.R. Rahman from India, Mick Jagger. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Well, recently, a few years ago, we came together in a studio in LA, all of those people that you just mentioned, with the intention to play some music, you know, and be experimental and be open and free and creative. And out of that experience, we have a collection of tracks that we're still in the process of polishing and, you know, perfecting. So, you know, to that's the most I can say about that at the moment, you know.
How do you get the time to do all this?
Well, I mean, music is our life, you know. You get up every day, you're making music. So, you know, it's not something you have to force upon yourself. We love making music, so it's a joy.
Right. It's been a pleasure speaking to you.
Yes.